Would you like to hear some sexy stuff instead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, this is something I usually use in weddings. Because, you know, people are getting married, they need to know where little subgeniuses come from. Subgeniuses, of course, are the descendants of kind of crossbreeding between humans and yetis. That's why we refer to humans as a different race. But this is a brief explanation. Nenslow wrote this up originally, of why sex feels good and pain hurts. A brief explanation of the yeti bat squid symbiont facts. I've lost interest in philosophy and religion. It's, you know, whatever sounds good. I've become interested more in biology lately and video games. When a face fucking bat, by the way, there aren't any children here, are there? Because if there were, I wouldn't need to explain it. They've already got. No, there aren't any little. Okay, so this is how you make little subgeniuses, friends. You young wedded people need to know this. When a face fucking bat attacks a male yeti subgenius and ejaculates its poison sperm down his throat, and the yeti is not promptly treated with face fucking bat sperm antidote pudding, it must find a prairie squid to fuck, or it will die. When a bat sperm infected yeti fucks a prairie squid, the squid empties the yeti out like a man-shaped condom, leaving only the undamaged skin lying in a heap on the ground. The prairie squid stores and mutates the yeti sperm and ejaculates it into the female yeti on not infrequent occasions. The prairie squid mutated yeti sperm swims up the tubes and impregnates the female's entire lifetime stock of eggs all at once, transforming her into a vast egg bag with a little human torso on one end. Sound good, girls? The thousands of prairie squid mutated yeti sperm impregnated yeti eggs hatch out into thousands of face fucking bats who then seek out yetis to face rape. Wait a minute. This isn't where little subgeniuses come from, Princess Wee. This is where face-fucking-bats come from. No wonder there's so damn many face-fucking-bats and so few subgeniuses. Or little subgeniuses, anyway.